The Bible was written and put together in a time of extreme ignorance, in which the general populace was basically uneducated and illiterate. The early Christian church was also at that time in the throes of formulation, with constant infighting and politics coming into play as Pauline Christians, those following the beliefs of Paul, Jewish Christians, those following the beliefs of Christ's brother James, and Gnostic Christians, those following the premise of Gnosis, vied for position and power within the church structure. It all came to a head and was finally decided when the Roman Emperor Constantine adopted Pauline Christianity as the Roman state religion in the early 4th century. When Christians claim that the Bible is their source of truth for making extraordinary claims, such as the virgin birth, then they must realize that the educated people of today, we are no longer dealing with an uneducated populace, demand extraordinary proof. The old adage that if it's in the Bible, it must be true, does not cut the mustard anymore. Biblical scholars have found too many errors, lies, and inconsistencies in the Bible for it to remain an unchallenged and only source for truth. Too many archaeological discoveries have been made that back up their findings and even put a whole new light on the time of Christ. I do not depend on the research of obviously biased Christian scholars, for their work is tainted with their beliefs, nor do I accept the biased work of skeptics or anti-Christian scholars. I always try to find more objective scholars who don't have an axe to grind one way or the other and who are really just looking for the truth. In this day and age, sometimes they are hard to find. Getting back to the virgin birth of Christ, Francine says it was not a virgin birth and that Joseph impregnated Mary. Francine further states that this does not take away Jesus' divinity, because in reality, God is the one who makes any impregnation possible for any child, and chose Mary to be the mother of Christ, his direct report and messenger. That is probably a logical deduction in light of the fact that we all choose our own mothers and fathers when we incarnate, and I know of no virgin births that are on record as having taken place. Francine states that the writers of these Gospels of Matthew and Luke used the mythology of virgin births to make the birth of Christ seem more divine and didn't want the mythology of other religions' virgin births superseding Christ's birth. The Bible actually confirms this in a way. According to Matthew and Luke, Mary and Joseph were supposedly aware of the divinity of the child who would be born to her, and also that they were to name him Jesus. Now, if this were so, why would they question Christ's actions? In Luke 2:42-51, we read about Christ in the temple at 12 years of age, preaching to the teachers, and how his parents, Mary and Joseph, had lost him and then found him preaching and rebuked him about his absence. I find verses 49 and 50 most interesting, especially where Jesus tells his parents he is about his father's business and they do not understand. Why would they not understand? Didn't they know he was the Messiah and a divine messenger from God? Joseph knew from an angel in a dream, Matthew 1:18-24, and Mary knew from a visitation by the angel Gabriel, Luke 1:26-38. Do you now see how the Bible can be inconsistent?